Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. To begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And as you're aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am very likely to vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Now, what is your main racial background? Are you Black or African American, Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian, Hispanic?
Hispanic, white Hispanic.
We do have them in different sections. How should I record your answer?
I guess Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. Now, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and or 75, or over 75 years old?
46 and 55. Okay, yeah, I'm 50 years old.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
In the right direction.
Thank you. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Is it a flooding and sea level rise and environmental resiliency, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion?
Housing.
Housing. Thank you. The last one was crime and neighborhood safety. I don't know if
you're
tight on your essay. Okay, Houston, thank you. Now, although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote yes for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Probably vote for the Republican candidate.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Francis Suarez.
Favorable.
Is it very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have Vicky Lopez.
Somewhat favorable.
Then we have Fabian Basabi.
I don't know who he is. I'm sorry.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Eileen Higgins.
Oh, favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Sanchez.
Favorable.
And is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Alfonso Alfie Liam. Or Leon? Never heard of him or no opinion?
Never, Never heard of him. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Daniela Levine Cava.
Favorable.
Is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. The next one is Rosie Cordero Stubbs.
Rosie Cordero?
Yes, Stubbs.
I don't know who she is. I'm sorry.
I've never heard of her or no opinion?
Never heard of her.
Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Carollo.
Joe Carollo?
Yes.
somewhat favorable. He's a character.
Thank you. Then we have Maria Elvira Salazar.
Very favorable.
And Miguel Solomon.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Okay. Never heard of him or no opinion?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. And then we have Carlos Jimenez.
Very unfavorable.
And the last one on the list is Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfin Leon?
Higgins.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Higgins.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
Higgins.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as county commissioner?
No, she's good. I approve. I highly approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is, Eileen Higgins gave $1 billion of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
So my options are, again, I'm sorry, less likely?
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference to vote for her.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. The next one is Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions for the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes and by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood.
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next one is, Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins caught a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft.
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next one is, since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in our community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes.
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next.
Hello?